3. Represent all the tasks required to complete the process and the workflow between the tasks. Starting with the first task that starts the process, tasks should be placed in the swim lane of the actor responsible for them. The customer swim lane is usually at the top of the diagram. The other swim lanes will be in the same order as the actors get involved. 4. Add decision points or parallel processing points where necessary. Decision points indicate where a business rule is applied to determine the next task. Fork and join points indicate where parallel processing is taking place. 5. Add a timeline to indicate the time taken to complete the process. A timeline can be added to the model to indicate the time taken to conduct tasks within the process. This can be helpful when considering organizational or customer timing requirements.